We have Ben Prather with us. There will be some ground spraying for mosquitoes in our neighborhoods this evening. And Ben Prather is a director of vector control. He actually has, it looks like, perfect conditions for controlling and then killing mosquitoes in case the control doesn't take care. And Ben Prather, welcome to KFGO.
Good morning, Jack. Danny, thanks for having me on this morning.
Morning.
Well, yeah, you're like a regular. And we're always glad to have you. You're very well-spoken, and you're very devoted to your job, and you wear that cool ninja outfit whenever we put you up on our podcasts.
You know, I think we need a little context for listeners out there. I sent a real nice headshot, a really just very professional-looking kind of thing in there, and I think I spoke with you, Jack. Let's get something more exciting, something more action-packed, and after a long couple of days, that popped in my head. So,
great.
Not customary kind of garb to be worn around here, but for you know, nothing but the best for Jack and Andy.
It's gone viral.
What? So ground spraying, good. It looks like the wind's going to be fine. The conditions are going to be ideal. What is the plan for mosquitoes and killing in our town?
Divide and conquer tonight. That is kind of the game plan here. We're looking at a couple of different scenarios that are playing out. Of course, you have some nuisance conditions, some kind of situations where we still have some echoes of the rains of June with these the nuisance or floodwater type mosquitoes that are floating around. They're getting towards the end of their life cycle. They only really live about 30 days. So we've been spraying those pretty regularly here over the last couple of weeks, and hopefully that'll end here shortly now that we've had some dry weather. But the other flip side of this is standing water mosquitoes or disease-carrying mosquitoes are starting to increase in their population. So certainly something that we're very prone to West Nile virus in this part of the country. And we don't have any indication yet of that in Cass County, but we're looking very closely. But certainly not a bad time for correction, and we'll probably start getting into some more intervals of looking at higher counts of potential disease-carrying mosquitoes and making those kinds of corrections. So twofold tonight, handling the nuisance in some of the areas that we've heard from, and then kind of getting a more broad area for some disease control.
You know, I was thinking this morning when I heard on KFGO News that you were going to be targeting Fargo, West Fargo, Kindred, Moorhead tonight, that there's effectively a whole generation. And Ben, maybe you're young enough to not have understood how important vector control is, because there was a time in the not-too-distant future, ladies and gentlemen, when it was terrible to go outside in Fargo, Moorhead, etc. And it certainly is that case still in many parts of the countryside, especially if you live near a river. But it is a great job you do, and we should never, ever take it for granted. And it's come up many times that Larry Ristvet used to say, a buck a month is all I pay for vector control. He said, I'd pay 10, but I think he would have paid 100. But just keep in mind when you enjoy these beautiful nights that it was not too long ago that it was terrible. Ben, do you remember those days?
Yeah, you know, I grew up here as a kid in the 90s. Was the Southside Fargo Public School elementary school kid. I remember riding around bikes and playing ditch in the early 90s there. And you know, we had a water bottle and a can of DEET containing bug spray right there with us. And you know, there was times where it was pretty tough, you know. And it's you know, we've had some folks who've called in the last couple weeks who said, you know, it's things are better, but they're still a little bit tough out there. I had one person say, oh, it's just as bad as it was in the 90s. You know, I think that's pretty subjective at times. Our traps have been very consistent over the last few years in their locations and we replaced them, and we have shown a pretty good reduction. That's just that we have these intermittent rainy periods that things kind of get back to less than ideal. But certainly the numbers, our lab work, our charting of where mosquito populations have been in past years have decreased dramatically. I mean, we've reduced threshold in my tenure of just, you know, the last 5 years from, almost 100 mosquitoes per trap average as our correction point, down now we're to 35 females. So we're cutting, you know, fairly significant amounts there. And there's times where, you know, we haven't even really breached 100 per trap, whereas, you know, you look back as recently as like maybe 2005, 2004, we've had numbers into the 500-600 on average. So, you know, 100 average in those traps isn't going to be comfortable. 90 average isn't going to be comfortable for most folks. But certainly we're hopefully, you know, working on the control side. We're never going to eliminate everything. We know that, you know, that mosquitoes have been on the planet for millions and millions of years, and all of our best efforts are sometimes temporary at best, which has kind of been, you know, the case over the last couple months, last couple weeks at least, and certainly we're hustling and putting a lot of extra time in to try and make it comfortable and maybe habitable again for a lot of these folks.
This is Ben Prather. He's director of vector control in Cass County, and I remember reading a few days ago that the Culex tarsalis mosquito, the one that is a West Nile virus, has resulted in a case being reported in Grand Forks. Does that make a red light go off in the vector control office?
Yeah, certainly. You know, we definitely have a very high attention to that particular species. That is really the crossover kind of mosquito. They're kind of unique in that they have odd prey selection versus our standard floodwater mosquitoes. The Culex tarsalis is typically a bird biter in the early spring, and birds are the main reservoir of West Nile virus. So once those mosquitoes, they change their feeding selection, they go and start drawing blood meals. Typically this time of year, end of July, early August, they'll go descend to the ground and start biting off human hosts. And that really is what the problem is that there's a crossover happening there, and that occurs, you know, over a matter of days or even weeks, depending on what the weather's doing. And certainly when you hear reports that there's indications that Culex tarsalis in North Dakota are carrying West Nile virus, and that's been confirmed up in Grand Forks, at least that's something where we start very actively, aggressively targeting that species and looking at the public health side of things on top of the nuisance. You know, we have a lot of balls in the air, but generally things slow down a little bit on the floodwater side and the nuisance side, and we can focus our efforts on that disease in particular.
Can you tell us the schedule? When and how are you going to be spraying for mosquitoes? Are you going to be in the airplane tonight?
No, tonight is going to be a ground fog application at the ground ultra low volume. That's a truck-mounted sprayer. So we're going to send out our 22 or 23 units this evening in West Fargo. And Fargo and the city of Moorhead is sending out their trucks to do some treatments as well. We cover a lot of area. Obviously, we have 21 different, or at least 21 different locations that we're going to be at simultaneously, which is advantageous for temperatures like this. You know, the sun's been going down, temperatures have dropped off 10 or 15 degrees rapidly. So we like using the trucks in those kinds of scenarios, so we can touch a lot of areas at that peak biting hour between, you know, maybe an hour before sunset to an hour after sunset. Gives us a decent window of time. And hopefully we'll clear up a majority of the areas tonight and then keep our eyes real closely peeled on those traps.
Targeted select areas for elevated levels of that mosquito, Culex tarsalis, you have them specified and there'll be, do you put double the amount on, or how do you deal with that?
You know, we don't really do much in augmentation. We mostly look at our trap counts. We have 22 in Fargo and West Fargo, and I think 4 or 5 over in Moorhead now that we identify the mosquito species in those traps, which is a bit challenging itself, and then go through and look at, you know, similar kinds of habitats that are going to be hit. We'll probably cover upwards of 80% to 90%, you know, with ease tonight. And if we can get it all done and we spray the entire city from end to end, that's fine too. That's definitely in the game plan to move into a full citywide treatment after that, because these mosquitoes are everywhere. They're throughout the environment, and they're not in one particular spot. But we do have some known areas of hot spots, particularly with nuisance as well, where we're going to really focus and maybe double up, put 2 trucks in one section or one neighborhood of town. And then as the night progresses, split another truck out to clean up the rest of the part that maybe have less nuisance pressure right now.
So do you know which artist I'm playing here, Ben?
It seems the sun never shines. Oh, boy.
It's one of the acts at Moondance.
Oof. That's a stumper. I'm usually pretty good with music, but this is maybe before my era.
Well,
hold on.
How about this one? I think
he's never going to join us again.
I'm very surprised. I mean, after all, this is Slaughter, Ben.
Oh, Slaughter. I thought I was having that Close Encounters of the Third Kind of moment there.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll get back to you, too, when we are inclined. And if you ever need any information gotten out, let us know, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
See ya.
Thank you, Ben.